بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلف صالحین رضی اللہ عنہم کے اخلاق میں سے ایک یہ ہے کہ وہ اپنے اعمال پر فخر اور تکبر بالکل نہ کرتے، بلکہ وہ اپنے آپ کو اعمال صالحہ ہی پر مستحق عذاب خیال کرتے، چاہے کہ برائیوں پر. Among the noble attributes or moral excellence of the سلف صالحین of the pious only of the former time is that they totally abstain from takabbur, pride, so arrogance, pride. They completely eliminated this evil in them. In fact, they, instead of becoming proud on their amal-e-saliha, on their good deeds, they would even feel and believe that they deserve punishment for even their amal-e-saliha, for even their good deeds. They deserve punishment. کیونکہ وہ اپنے اعمال میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی بے ادبی پر نظر رکھتے تھے. بیکاز وائی؟ ناٹ بیکاز دا ڈیڈ، گڈ ڈیڈ از ایون، بٹ بیکاز آف دیر اون ڈیفیشنسیز. دیر فوکس از آن اللہ تعالیٰ. دیٹ دا مینر ان وچ وی آر پرفارمنگ آور عبادت، اٹ از ڈسریسپیکٹفل ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ. نو میٹر ہاؤ مچ اے پرسن مے میک ایفرٹ، his ibadah will always be deficient in the presence of the majesty of Allah Ta'ala. So their gaze and their focus was always on their on the defects in their ibadah. For that reason, immediately after salat also, the awliya would engage in istighfar. This evil, the thing of takabbur, it's in all. All of us suffer from takabbur and pride. And as we are suffering from all other types of evil, these akhlaq razail, when this evil develops in us, one has to restrain it. You have to restrain the anger. When you will understand your own takabbur, when you hear someone criticize you, someone speak ill of you, someone make ghibat about you, slandering you. Now when you hear it, then you'll see the out the anger and the malice. It develops in a person. So at that time one must cast a gaze on his own faults, on his own sins, on his own weaknesses. Then, inshallah, he will not become annoyed. You will be able to restrain the anger. One Buzruk was walking on the road and the king was coming with his entourage and his procession. King was coming along and the soldiers were shunting the people, pushing them aside to make way along the road. So old Buzruk, old man, was walking along the road and he was not taking notice of the king. King was on his horse and all his men were around him coming. When the king came near, he saw this Buzruk is not taking any notice. So he, from the top of the horse, he telling the Buzruk, "Do you know who I am?" The Buzruk calmly looked at the king and he said, "Yes, I know who you are. You are that person, when you were conceived, your mother and father had to take ghusl. So your origin is false," he's telling the king. "And that was your origin. And presently now, you are filled with filth, feces, and blood, and pus, and urine. You are filled. That's your present. And your future will be, your body will be food for worms. That's what you are," tell the king. So when we become angry, we become annoyed, then you must understand now this is now takabbur raising his head in us. So we have to restrain that, beat it down. So reflect the thing on your origin, reflect on present status, and then reflect the thing on your end. What will be your end? And worst of all is, what guarantee we have that we will leave this dunya now with iman? That is our greatest fear. So when a person reflects it on his own self, like Allah Ta'ala said, or fi anfusihim, even in yourself there are signs, Allah Ta'ala said, afala tubsirun, what have you got, no akal, no sense? Can't you see in yourself there are so many signs that you can understand yourself, you can understand Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, His power, etc. This was the characteristic which had destroyed Shaitan. It has destroyed Shaitan when he saw all the attention being focused on Adam alayhi salam, who had not yet performed even one single act of ibadat, and all the billions of malaika were all to make sajda, and himself look at himself, despite thousands of years of ibadat in every rank of the heavens, there is no dishonor was not bestowed to him. So that the hasad and the takabur, which he said unto Allah, Ana khairun minhu, I am better than him, O Allah, that's why I am not making sajda. So that is now shaitan yet. So where insan also, he becomes a shaitan when he gives vent to his takabur. So when you become angry and annoyed, then at the time you must reflect the thing, that who you are, your origin, and where, what will be your end. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam farmaya karte ke kitne chiraag hain ke jin ko hawa gul karti hai. Hazrat Isa, Nabi Isa alayhi salam said, there are so many numerous lamps which the wind extinguishes. A candle, light it in the outside, light. Wind, breeze comes and the candle is blown out. Or kitni ibadat hai jisko takabbur kharab karta hai. And there are so much ibadat, so much ibadat which is destroyed because of takabbur. Just as the wind or the breeze extinguishes the flame of a candle, in the same way takabbur, it extinguishes the flame of one's ibadah, and the entire ibadah is ruined. Why? By means of takabbur. Wahab bin Munabbar rahmatullahi farmate the, wo saat jisme insan apne aap ko zaleel khayal kare, uske liye 70 saal ki ibadah se behtar hai. Hazrat Wahab bin Munabbar rahmatullahi, he said that moment in which a person truly understands himself to be zaleel, contemptible, he understands by constantly reflecting on your own weaknesses and your own sins. A person does not want to acknowledge even to himself his sins, his evils, his crazy, always on the sins and the faults of others, not on his own self. So if a person makes muraqaba on his own sin, his own defects, and sins which Allah Ta'ala has concealed, and Allah Ta'ala is concealing it, then he will understand how contemptible he is. So if he understands that for one moment, the reward of that is better than 70 years of ibadat. What type of ibadat? Ibadat with khulus, with ikhlas. Not ibadat with takabur, ibadat with pious, with sincerity. The one moment of feeling, of understanding your own contemptibility, it is better than 70 years of ibadat, sincere ibadat.